podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
All right, so you want the entree for today?
Yeah.
He says, call me Andy. He wants us to change his name, and you guys tell me what you think of this. Dom, I'm writing because you're a parent, and Jeremy is a parent, and Emily seems nurturing.
Oh, well, he's wrong.
Kinda.
Just go with it, okay? He writes, my daughter is 14 years old and a really sweet girl. She also believes in her heart that she's one of the best singers ever. She's been singing since she was about 5. In the backseat of the car, at the dinner table, when company comes over, she's a natural performer and a bit of a show-off in front of people. She desperately wants to go on The Voice someday and tells every teacher that she will be the next Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
Here's the problem, Andy writes. She can't sing. She's actually pretty horrible. 2 years ago, I agreed for her to take vocal lessons from a pretty good teacher who did her best, but there was only a little improvement. When she sings, I cringe, and it's not just me. Other family members who are honest agree that she has all of the charisma, none of the natural talent. She might get better as she matures, but if anything, it's kind of going downhill. So I'm wondering, and this is the meat of his note, and I love this. He goes, is it worse to be a parent, the parent who continues to blindly support a child's dream when you know it's not going to happen? Or worse, to be the parent who honestly tries to guide the child into some other interest and steer them from their dream. Before you suggest it, she has no interest in playing any instruments. I've tried that tactic. She wants to be the girl with the microphone. What do parents suggest? I feel his pain.
I wish he had sent an audio sample as well so we could have heard her.
Well, I think he wrote back another note that said something about she's now starting like her own YouTube channel and she's putting her stuff.
That's what the kids are doing these days.
Right. She's kind of starting her own marketing of her music. And he says, I'm not even going to tell you where to find it. He goes, I'm embarrassed. It's really bad.
That worries me, doing a YouTube channel though, because the trolls out there are going to eat her alive if she really doesn't sound, even if she sounds good, people are going to criticize her and crush her soul.
Yeah, so have you ever read those comments?
It hurts me.
Hate is gonna hate.
You know? Comments on anything online, comments are horrible.
Yeah, they
nasty
are.
Nasty and poisonous.
And she's 14. Like, my feelings are still hurt over what kids said to me when I was 14. So this is a very delicate time for her.
But maybe that'll be kind of eye-opening for her.
What do you mean?
If your parents tell you you're not, you know, that gray, you shouldn't be doing something, you know how you kind of rebel against your parents. But if you're reading that stuff online, maybe you kind of look in the mirror and you're like, wow, maybe I'm not that good. You know what I'm saying?
It could be the thing, like you said.
She'll hate herself.
She would just say, those people are haters and I know they don't see my natural talent.
All I ever wanted to do was theater and act. That's why I went to California. I was doing improv and I doubt that I was any good. But no one ever told me that, but I just never gave up, and it kind of morphed into something that I eventually was good at. So maybe if she just doesn't give up, it's going to morph. Maybe she's not going to be Tay-Tay, but maybe she'll be
Weird Al.
A rapper. Yeah.
A rapper. Yeah, she'll be buried in auto-tune, maybe. They can bury her behind, you know, other vocals.
Isn't it true that they talk about how on the old show American Idol that all these people would come on and they get shot down by Simon and the crew and all those other judges and stuff? And those were people who had never had any parent tell them that they weren't any good. And they just were lousy, but people have always just blown sunshine up their skirt their whole lives. So they think they're so good, and they go on and they just get wham right in the face with reality.
You kind of just have to let her go, though. I mean, it's really not costing this dad any money, except he did the vocal lessons. But now it's not really costing him anything. So it's bringing her joy. It's bringing her joy. Just kind of let her do it. I mean, look at Mariah Carey. If she's not auto-tuned, she sounds horrible, and she's a bazillionaire.
Well, she has more talent than this little girl here. No, Mariah Carey's one of the best singers that's ever graced this planet.
Oh, we played audio from her,
the
New Year's Eve?
Recently,
she sucks.
But do you remember the 90s?
Seems to me I remember her kind of getting into bed with the president of the record label, and that's
what this little girl needs to do, sleep her way to the top. Give her that pep talk, Dad.
So what would you say? Would you tell him to?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know how it goes. I've seen you in the halls. Those V-necks.
How's that working for you?
Well, it's okay. I borrowed them from Jeremy. They were great.
It didn't work for me.
He's wearing a V-neck today.
Not today, madam.
Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think you've got to say something. Because, I mean, let's face it. If she goes on that show or somebody else tells her that she kind of blows, and then she comes home at 15, 16 years old, mm-hmm. they'll be hell to pay.
What do you mean there'll be hell to pay?
Well, think about how 16-year-old girls are normally.
Kind of mean is
they're
what you're
mean.
Saying. They're nasty pants.
Okay.
So you're saying they're going to come back and say, why didn't you tell me I couldn't sing?
Oh, yeah. With a vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna, she's going to take it out on the parents.
She sounds sweet.
He says she's sweet.
Do you have 16-year-old daughters?
No, not yet.
Paul, do you have a 16-year-old daughter?
I did.
Yeah. I hope that means
she was
that they're
a
just
handful.
Older now. Right. Not that they're gone, if you know what I mean.
No, no, okay. But there was times that I was looking for a place to hide the body.
Just thoughts. Thoughts are things.
Paul. I'm glad you can laugh about it now.
Boy, oh boy, Paul.
All right, so you're saying...
You have to say something.
All right, so crush your dream.
Yep.
Did you crush your daughter's dreams?
There were times I did. She was in gymnastics.
Yeah?
And kind of looked like a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And finally just got the point. It's like, we need to pull her out because she's awful.
She was there
more for the social aspect. And once we pulled her out, she was like, okay, whatever. You know, and went off to some other activity.
So she wasn't heartbroken.
Huh.
Well, maybe a little bent, but not heartbroken.
A little bent. Well, she was in gymnastics.
It's fun talking.
Very
Paul.
Flexible.
I hope you call often, okay?
I do. Thanks.
Okay.
See you, buddy. I was a little worried of what he was going to say, though. Like, he was teeter-tottering there a few
times.
Right.
Fish out of water was a good way to put that.
That's why I said be careful.
Be careful.
All right. So here comes Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So Paul, the caller, said to be honest and just tell her she can't do it. What do you think about that?
I'm all for being brutally honest. We're kind of going through the same thing with my special needs brother right now, who was raised being told, oh, you're such a beautiful singer. Oh, you're wonderful, because people are afraid to tell him the truth. And now he wants to be on American Idol, and special needs or not, he just doesn't have the voice. And so being the nice sister I am, I just kind of tell him how it is, that he can sing his heart out if it makes him feel good, but he's not going to make it a career.
And you have told him that?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Do you feel bad about telling him that?
Yeah, I did at first, but you know what? He comes back at me with, well, so-and-so says I sing wonderfully, so-and-so says I sing wonderfully, and...
See, thoughts are things.
Well, yeah. Or he'll tell me it's my gift, and
it brings him so much joy.
Gifts.
You just got to let him keep doing it.
The thing is, it's joy for him. Here's the thing, Danielle, is that in my soul, I agree with you. I'm just surprised because the tide has turned in the last 20 years, whatever, so that nobody is ever honest with children anymore about that. And so I'm just surprised that we've got two calls in a row from people who say, be honest. It's just surprising.
It's does he know that?
And here's the other thing. There's kids around him or young adults that are also being brutally honest and telling him he is horrible and it's hurting him. So
you're just trying to toughen him up before he has to face them. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if he wants to try to go on a show like American Idol, then he's going to need to hear it from somebody he loves first, besides some bigwig he thinks he's going to impress.
Besides Jennifer Lopez. Does he know that the American Idol auditions are here in Denver in like a week or so?
No.
Yep.
Does he listen to this show? Is he listening right now?
Yeah, they really are. So
yeah,
I'm hoping he's sleeping right now.
Oh man.
So I love him dearly, I do, but I would do the same for even my own children. You know, honesty makes things better all around. That's my philosophy.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. I appreciate your call and I appreciate you opening up to us. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right, Daniel, have a great day.
You too.
Mike, do you guys agree with me? I mean, it's like surprising that people would be honest with kids because that's not what we're told anymore. You got blush sunshine continually.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Don't hurt their self-esteem.
Just give her a trophy.
Grow.
Yeah.
Nurture.
Yeah. So how are you guys going to, because I'm going to tell, I'm telling Andy to tell his daughter the truth. What do you say, Emily?
I say be honest with her, but don't tell her to stop singing. I think that she needs to morph that horrible voice into something that makes her happy. But be honest, but don't give up singing.
Same. Same thing for me. Just let her keep singing.
Well, nobody's telling her to shut up and not sing, but he's wanting to know if he should let her know that she's never going to go on The Voice.
Don't people that own that like have that kind of confidence in their talent, whether or not they've fully crafted it yet, isn't that inspiring? I think that's cool.
Isn't her voice going to change? Little girls like little boys, their voices change. I mean, she might go through a little more puberty and her voice will change and she'll sound better. She's only 14. Right. She might be a baritone.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, on that note.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.